the board, the education board, adopted some new social studies curriculum that's sending shockwaves through the country. Are they right, or are they wrong, or somewhere in between? A bad cement job is part to play in what happened on the Deepwater Horizon, perhaps. We're going to talk about the trickiness of it all in looking back at this rig and future rigs. While in the marshes, birds are starting to get soaked with oil. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, you'll see what the thick stuff looks like, a close-up of a boot stepping into it, and it does look like kind of chocolate syrup or deep, deep mud. Regardless, if you look at this, you understand why, when you hear things about trying to clean up the wetlands, it's almost impossible because of where it heads and how are you going to drain it all out of that area. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, and welcome to ATN once again with me, Kate Delaney. We welcome your thoughts, left, right, or anywhere in between. We're not shutting anybody out, and we welcome the conversation, as always, 800-259-5791. Not enough conversation going on in the radio, so we're glad that you found us on the dial. If you're new to us, stick around. I think you'll enjoy our water cooler buzz. You can always hit us up, too, at americatonight.net, the site that I just mentioned. If you go there, you see the boot, you see the blunders of the day and all that sort of stuff. We got a few blunders for you coming up at the tail end of this hour. But first, let's talk about this oil spill, and then there's some other things to jump into. But as far as the oil spill goes, everybody has an opinion, including the ones that count, like Admiral Thad Allen with the Coast Guard, who's working closely with BP on this, talking about how to clean this up, how much there is, because the trust question is big. The words BP, those two letters strung together, are absolutely infuriating a lot of Americans. Who's at fault? How much was spilled? Why are they hiding this? Are they covering this up? It seems to be a political and a PR nightmare for that company, and then the subcontractors probably a little bit as well. So what's Thad Allen's take on how they're working with him, and then that whole trust question?
I don't think it's an issue of control. This is what makes this an unprecedented anomalous event is access to the discharge site is controlled by the technology that was used for the drilling, which is owned by the private sector. They have the eyes and ears that are down there. They are necessarily the modality by which this is going to get solved. Our responsibility is to conduct proper oversight to make sure they do that. And with the top kill that will be coming up later on this week, that's exactly what's happening. When I give them direction, or the federal on-scene coordinator gives them direction, we get a response. I've got Tony Hayward's personal cell phone number. If I have a problem, I call him. Some of the problems we have had that we worked through are more logistics and coordinations issue. I trust Tony Hayward. When I talk to him, I get an answer.
All right, so he trusts the man running BP. He's saying, listen, I get an answer when I go to talk to him, and it's never a problem getting a hold of him. So it's good at least that there's some flow of information between the head of the Coast Guard and the guy who's running the company. The questions still abound, and here's the thing. It's like anything else. We talk about follow the money, right? So if it hits you in the wallet, you can't help it, but you feel it. You don't care about gas so much until it goes up to $4.50 a gallon. Then everyone's irate. Everyone's furious. And let me tell you, because of this oil spill, people that are talking about electric cars are in play again, like Tesla getting in bed with Toyota. And how readily available will those electric cars be? Toyota's dumping something like $50 million into Tesla's coffers to try to develop the electric car, make it so that they can mass produce it a lot faster. And they're not the only ones. How about the Volt? And everybody scrambling to get to market. I think I mentioned this, that I rode in a car called the Zoidy a couple of weeks ago. It's an electric car. It's a fabulous car. It had airbags, leather seats, and was affordable, and it was an electric car, and they're coming to the U.S. As well. So we're going to see a big push for the cars, and when you see the oil, that's what happens. So it it's the fates and the fortunes of the whole thing. And if your livelihood is being affected by it, or the place where you go to the beach is hit by this oil, then it infuriates you. But the nation is really zeroing in on seeing these pictures day after day. And once that video was released, that was the biggest PR mistake they made in not having the video out right away. Here's the video we have. This is what's gushing out so everybody knows. Instead, it becomes like, whoa, did you cover that up and tell us it was 5,000 barrels a day when really it's five times as much as 5,000 barrels? And that's the problem. But there's nothing but questions surrounding oil and the oil spill and the rigs and how safe are the rigs and what are the backups to the rigs. And then a lot of conspiracies floating around about, oh, isn't that timely of when it was released that the president said, let's have more oil drilling from the Atlantic coast, from Delaware down to Florida. And Floridians are furious because they don't want the offshore platforms anyway. And watching the gusher and looking at cement as likely being the cause of that blast, is that being, you know, probably what happened here, and seeing how the cleanup efforts are going slow to say the least, and you hear things about junk shots and how do we plug this thing up, and oh, the actor Kevin Costner thinks you should vacuum it up, and all these things surrounding the oil spill, it definitely makes it murky as to the future of what are we going to do in the offshore oil drilling business. So as suspected, the cement was a major contributor to the disaster. But federal regulators give drillers pretty much a free rein in this safety step. So it's another example of, whoa, who are you blaming here? Who are the regulators? It's lax regulation in part that led up to what happened on April 20th. They don't regulate what kind of cement is used. They leave it up to oil and gas companies. So the drillers are pretty much urged to follow the guidelines of the American Petroleum Institute, the trade group for the industry. And they don't have stringent standards and controls on it. But cement work for roads, for bridges, for buildings, forget about it. Anybody listening to me ever work in any of those areas? You know what I mean when it comes to the regs. It's hard. A lot of projects get delayed because of that. So it's the chain of command and the chain of failures on the Deepwater Horizon that needs to be examined and should be part, and I'm sure it is, but it should be part of this investigation. This is what we want to know. The rig owner was Transocean, and they're saying cement work is one of the causes of this blowout. So if they're pointing to cementing and they're saying it's because of faulty cement work that was either badly mixed or it was placed against the well walls not correctly, is got to be something that's what you might see in other offshore wells if this isn't regulated. So how many other offshore platforms could be in a similar situation with this cementing problem? Why wasn't this regulated much more closely? I don't understand. It seems like that would be a layup when you look at these platforms. Why wouldn't they think of that, especially with the laws that you've got with roads and bridges and buildings, as I mentioned. More thoughts. One of the senators from Louisiana, where they're getting slammed by this stuff, David Vitter, had a couple of things to say. We're going to let you hear that on the flip side here on ATN.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In Jamaica, state of emergency. If you're going to the Jamaica Mound, make sure you check out your plans, because they got masked men defending a drug kingpin who's being sought by the U.S., and it's touched off just a crazy chain of events there. A police station was torched. There's gunfire, like I said, all throughout the streets. There's security forces in the slums in Jamaica, and they might be pushing for people to go there, for tourists to go there. And you think of the cruise ships that pull into Jamaica, but they're not going to be pulling into any ports there, especially this is a big time for tourism. The end of May, heading into the June. So this is crazy, this violence on the streets, not limited to Juarez, Mexico, and the nonsense across Mexico that's happening in some of those border town areas. But how about instead Jamaica? Boy, that would ruin. Wouldn't that just ruin your vacation? Can you imagine? We're not pulling into Jamaica. I know you were expecting to see this, and you were going to swim in some of the beautiful waters we have here and go snorkeling. But hey, if they got people crawling around the streets, I don't think that's where you want to be anyway. But I checked again, there is a State Department warning that's been issued not to travel, advising you heavily not to travel to Jamaica. In the meantime, we've been talking about this oil thing, which is the story that's never going to die, and the responses and all the different sides of BP. In fact, there's been some questions as to donations, BP campaign donations, and there's been suggestions that, hey, look, why do you think the president was slow to have any kind of a response to this massive oil spill? Could it be that because of the political donations? In the meantime, you do have the president sending a lot of people to the Gulf to monitor the situation. You just heard the top Coast Guard official saying, look, I think I got access to BP. We're not having problems with that. And we're working on the scenarios in the cleanup areas in particular and what they're doing and what's happening. And we've got a handle on all of this. Well, here's what one of the senators said from Louisiana. He's famous for something else, but now he's starting to speak out on this oil spill. Senator David Vitter on all sides of this thing.
We want 100% of the attention of all parties focused on our two most immediate problems, stopping the gushing oil and protecting our coastlines and marshes from the oil. Our Oil Spill Response and Assistance Act would establish a new liability cap equal to the last four quarters of the responsible party's profits, or double the current limit, whichever is greater. Both Republicans and Democrats say they want to decrease our foreign dependence on oil, but ending all domestic energy production offshore would only make us that much more dependent. While the Gulf oil spill most directly impacts Louisiana and our immediate neighbors, people all across the country certainly share in our feelings of anxiety as the ongoing gushing of the well continues.
All right, he makes some interesting points, and of course he backs up the we still have to drill, and it's true. It's a horrible time to have that point of view because people just give you the scowl. What, are you kidding me? Are you seeing what's happening? You see what they're doing to us? Well, if we completely, that's when you compound a problem. All right, we need the resources of oil, right? So don't tell me about Canada. We're sucking so much oil out of Canada. Yes, we are, but we're also getting oil from other places, and we're going to be dependent on that. And we cannot be dependent on any foreign oil. We cannot keep heading down this path because it's a killer. It kills you politically. It ties your hands, particularly when you're surrounded by oil. Why aren't you exploring for it and just making sure the regulations are tough? Make sure there's safety regulations. If there's enough oil in the ground and they're sucking it up, trust me, there's plenty of ways to enforce as much safety as need be. And it should have been that way in the first place. You can blame the feds for that. Why weren't they looking at that? Look, it's simple. You have a big board in your Senate office. There are a million zillion things that people are pressing you up for. But you look at the top ones. Where are we in this world when it comes to our resources and energy? And then you start to list them. And then you have the minions who work for you working on it, finding out what are the things, the who, what, where, when, why. Fill in the blanks. I don't see this as being overwhelming. But it's the same thing that happens on all the big issues. It's about reaction. Why aren't we ahead of the curve? You could still have accidents, absolutely. You can never say anything is 100% guaranteed. What in life is 100% guaranteed? But there are some safety things you can put into play that give you a much better shot that it won't happen. Or if something does happen, it doesn't have to be as severe where you've got 11 dead people and a platform on fire and sinking, and then oil seeping out all over the place. You know, one thing, the platform goes down, some oil goes out, but there's no leak. There's no oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico because there were things at play there that worked, that capped it off. But because of those oversights, that wasn't at work. So it is about that. It is about looking ahead. Somebody, for goodness sake, take a lead on some of this stuff. There are enough people that represent us in Washington that somebody has to stand up and pull in the right direction once in a while. And a lot of that has to do with checks and balances. I do not think it had to be this way. There could be accidents, but we cannot continue to be dependent on foreign oil. And Vitter said that. I agree with that. You have to still continue to drill. You have to look at those leases. You have to look at those possibilities. Unless everybody is willing to drive an electric car, which there's not enough availability in the United States right now, and affordability, because we're behind the eight ball on that. But if you're looking at other alternatives, it cannot happen for the amount of people that we have quickly enough to thumb your nose at nuclear power, which is what we should have been doing in the first place when you look at France. and some of this offshore drilling, the moratoriums on it, have been deadly. And that's where it is. Unless you're completely willing to surrender to being held hostage to foreign oil, which means that we are willing to pay maybe $6, maybe $7 at some point for a gallon of gasoline. I don't know who can really afford that. And I know that there would be outrage if we had to pay that kind of money, so forget about it. Here's another forget about it that I want to mention quickly here in America Tonight. We've been following the story, right? The three hikers, they're there on the Iraqi border last July, and they decide, oh, let's go kind of in this direction. And then suddenly they're in Iranian territory. So they're picked up, and the government in Tehran is saying, oh, these are spies. They're spies. So Iran is now demanding a prisoner swap to secure the release of the three that were hiking and went into, they say innocently, into the border area of Iran. And this, so this has been almost a year. The Iranian intelligence minister called the U.S., because, you know, you've seen these pictures of the mothers hugging their children. And they're saying, look, we're willing to do this. We've got to make a humanitarian gesture toward our country. So let's talk about an exchange for three detained hikers. Let's do that. If we do that, if you're willing to do that, then we're willing to cut a deal. So can you imagine, what is Shane Bauer? This is one of the guys' names, 27 years old. Sarah Schroard, who's 31, and Josh Vital, 27. What were they thinking 10 months ago when they were hiking in Iraq's Kurdish area? And Washington saying, no matter what, how crazy we all think it is, they're innocent and they should be released. But will the U.S. bow to releasing three others in their exchange? And I'm going to say, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They're not going to release anybody who is a detained prisoner and in exchange for the three hikers. They're not going to do it. So they may be sitting there for a very long time. You cannot negotiate in this area. And Ahmadinejad knows it, and so he's sending one of his underlings to try to do the dirty work. Stay with us. More to come here on ATN.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
With all of you across this great nation. I'm not hiking. I don't have any plans to hike in Iraq anytime soon and accidentally stumble into Iran. I mean, I do have to say that those three hikers were bumbleheads. Do I think they were spies? No, because if our spies are that stupid, then we're really in trouble. But what a precarious position they've put the U.S. in, because, you know, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and these families, they certainly don't want to see these kids go down in flames and rot in a horrible prison in Tehran. But yeah, dealing with Ahmadinejad, he wants, and he does nothing but spit at us. So I don't think there's going to be any kind of exchange, and which means that they're going to be stuck in that prison for a while longer. Danica Patrick isn't used to being on the end of a bunch of boos, but that's exactly what happened. That's one of our blunders on the weekend. The other one is a cyclist. I'll tell you about that coming up. But Danica Patrick, if you don't know who she is, she's an Indy race car driver, and she's opened up some controversy for people who don't like her to begin with. She's actually pretty popular, but she struggled through the qualifying event for the Indy 500. She was at like 224.270 miles an hour, so she ended up in 23rd place heading into the weekend, next weekend's race, which is of course the granddaddy race. It's huge. And they did an interview with her, and it was broadcast over the public address system. And in the interview where they were talking about her qualifying run, she blamed the car, said the car was bad, the car was messed up, and her car's setup was the problem for the poor performance. Yeah, Danica. It's a tough, big, bad world out there, even with sports fans. You know, we at school, you and Rand Paul, about the realities of the way the world works these days. So you can't just blame it on the car, rip the car people to shreds. The working man working on the car, you cannot do that. You can do that in private and, hey, maybe in some press conference you're away from everything, but not something that's being pumped out over the system. And you're pretty smart, really, to keep that in-house. You could say, oh, we've had some problems with the cars. Or, I felt like there was a little bit of problem with my car, but the way she said it, she couldn't get away with that. She was pretty upset. I heard she was fighting back the big tears after that run. She was very, very upset, and she knows she's in a terrible position. Her car was too loose. The rear tires weren't gripping the track well. She said it's not her fault. And that's the quote. That's what she said. She said, I wasn't flat out the last two laps. I was scared to death flat on the first two. And, you know, that's big. It's pole day. There's a big crowd around this track. And she said, I've never been bad here before. I've never been outside the top 10 on a finish or qualifying, so it's not my fault. The car is not good. Ooh. She's going to have to get some thicker skin. It's just like politics. And you just got to keep on racing down that road, Danica, and don't look back. Tom is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, boo-hoo, Danica.
Exactly. She's making millions.
Where I live, we don't get no grip in the back. We put 100 pounds of sand back there in a bag.
That's it.
You know, I'm sitting around here in my banana hammock and my cockroach killers with my 10-gallon hat covering my 5-gallon brain. And just kind of wondering, have you seen the area them three people were hiking in? Ain't nothing there but rocks and dirt. What were they doing over there?
I don't know. You know how much we can give them much better scenes here in other parts of the United States or even in Europe if they wanted to crawl across the mountains there. So what were they doing there? I guarantee they're not spies, though.
Hey, they get better scenery over here in the landfill. But I tell you, you know, I was just wondering about that oil leak. What are they going to do when that gets around the Gulf? You know, that Gulf water keeps England warm and everybody warm. What are they going to do when they get that conveyor belt?
Oh, it's a killer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a killer. It's going to kill everything. There's no doubt about that. I mean,
oh,
there's none.
And another thing I wonder where them oil balls come from that washed up in the Keys if they didn't come from that well.
You know, and I don't know. I tried to ask some questions about that, but I was told that they're trying to figure out where they came from, but it was definitely not from the deep water horizon. There was no ifs, ands, or anything else about it, that they weren't from there. But so what were they from? Some other tanker that was out in the area? I don't know. We'll see. That's the answer to that, right? So thanks for the call, Tom. It sounds like we're losing you. Someone's interrupting us. So it's not aliens, I promise. And if you are, Tom, encountering aliens, as Stephen Hawking says, do not go and talk to them, for goodness sake, because it could be dangerous to your life. He has some great Texasisms, doesn't he? Did you like when he said that, Matt, about putting the sand in the back of the car? That's all she needed to do. She's complaining about the tires. She just need to put the sand back there.
That's another Minnesota trick, too, in the winter. Put the sandbags in the back of your truck.
Sure, if you start to slide on the ice.
Right.
Did you ever put the chains on the wheels?
No, come on.
No chains on the wheels?
No.
Okay.
That's for amateurs.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying I did it, but I've seen a lot of people do that with the chains, yeah. It doesn't work really. No, I shouldn't say that. It does work, but it's not what you want to be doing.
The only time you need that is when you're, like, driving, like, out onto the lake and going ice fishing in the deep north, something like that.
Let me drive my vehicle onto this ice. I don't like the idea of driving onto the ice or onto the beach.
Oh, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't crack.
Nah, you're fine. Totally fine.
Have you done that before?
Of course.
Oh. I would be freaked that way. I would know why. I would be freaked.
Oh. Trust me, you'll be fine.
Okay. So we can drive cars over the ice, even if it's in Minnesota or wherever. It has to be somewhere where the ice is solid.
Right. I mean, you don't do it in, you know, March is getting a little sketchy and October is sketchy too, but November, December, January, February, you're golden.
I don't know. I might be a little freaked out by that.
You come up here. We'll show you how it's done.
All right. In the middle of the winter, that sounds like a great trip to me. Matt and I will broadcast. We'll just take the show on the road, and we'll just broadcast from the middle of some lake somewhere.
We'll build an igloo.
Exactly, and do a little fishing and see if we can get the range that we're hoping we can get with our equipment. Just kind of test things out a little bit. So you go from Danica being booed after Indy qualifying and being very upset about it, upset over the qualifying and upset about the booing thing. And like I said, she's going to have to grow some thicker skin. And it's kind of like she knows better than that because she sloughs off controversy. Or I thought she did pretty well. But, you know, when you got that many people and Indy is just a sacred baby to anyone racing. So you start to get snippy about the car, and it's the car guy's fault. Yeah, there's a chance. I'm not surprised. There is a great chance that you could end up in a bad way with the people up there, because it is sacred when you talk about driving and you talk about the Indy. All right, so we move from Danica Patrick to a guy named Floyd Landis. And maybe some of you don't know who Floyd Landis is, but Floyd Landis is a guy who was a bike racer who once upon a time got everybody very, very excited about the Tour de France, because Lance was no longer competing. He was the 2006 Tour de France champion. He had that title stripped from him because they said he was doping, and he denied it, fought it for a long time that this doping scandal wasn't right, and he did not do that. And now he has come out and has said that he did in fact do that. He did in fact dope. And 7-time Tour de France winner, fellow American Lance Armstrong, is denying allegations made by Floyd Landis, because Landis decided he would throw Lance Armstrong under the bus since he was going to have to admit it. He thought, why not? I'll take Lance Armstrong down too in the process. And Armstrong was not happy about being lumped into that category, and he denied that he has doped and was not happy at all. And this is an easy thing for him to say. Look, Floyd Landis pulled me in the group with him, and here he is. He's getting ready for the Tour de France. He was off in Italy at the Giro d'Italia. He just had that accident. Before that, he had that accident in California. They just wrapped up that California tour. And the question becomes, do you think, you deny, but Lance Armstrong did win the race for 7 years, and every time they catch these guys doping, they win. It's somebody who won the Tour de France. So does that change your point of view if the guy's a cheater? I think it's just like the steroid thing in baseball. Hang with us. Odds and Ends coming up around the bend.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air
air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners, receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We're taking a break here on America Tonight. Just a quick reminder, we won't be doing a Sunday into Monday show. We're doing a best of show, but like all of you, we're going to take an extra day to chill, and I hope you do that. I hope you spend time with the family. I hope you remember the reason for the so-called holiday and put those flags out, honor those who gave their life for this great country. It's always worth fighting for. That's why we do this show. It's worth fighting for the freedoms that we have in this amazing country. And, you know, none of us really want to see them go in a different direction. And that's what I love about this crowd on America Tonight. Passion, baby. Serious passion for an amazing way of life that we have. All you have to do is go to any third world country or travel abroad a little bit, talk to people, and you'll realize just how lucky we are in this country. So we've been talking about this oil issue and a slew of other things. The hikers in Iran, where they were in that territory between Iraq and Iran, and the Iranian folks say, look, you're spies. So they pick up these kids. They've been in a Tehran prison, and now it's been 10 months. So the country wants something in exchange. You want these kids. Here's some pictures. Here's the photo op. Here's the family. Look how sad it is. You want them back, then you've got to give us something in return. So what are you going to give us? We want a prisoner exchange. I don't see a prisoner exchange happening. So they're almost ignoring it. The diplomats are almost ignoring it in the U.S., and Hillary Clinton would be the lead person because she's the Secretary of State, and saying it's a humanitarian thing, they're not spies, all this other sort of stuff. But it doesn't matter. They can accuse them of whatever they want to accuse them of and say, of course you're going to tell us that, and they can throw them away forever if they want to do that, since they were able to nail them in their country, in that territory. What were they thinking in taking that hike over there? Stupid. It's a line from a movie. People are incomprehensible sometimes. That was an incomprehensibly stupid thing to do. So in the conversation about the oil, we got this one in from Dave just a few minutes ago in Vermont. Yo, Dave. Is this spill our own stupidity? I don't know how much on this subject, but is that due to maybe we didn't want the rigs on land where they can be seen and easier capped? We want the oil, but we're just being too picky on how to get it. So let's put the rigs offshore where they are out of sight of my backyard, or could it be the oil companies are drilling offshore so they don't need to buy and pay taxes on that? Don't know, just a thought. They're looking for the oil, and there's oil-rich areas in certain in some of those waters. That's the thought going all the way down. Remember, water underneath the ocean. You go back and think of history, and that's the idea. You're digging deep and you're pumping up that oil. So it is in those areas, Dave. And I think that's the way to combat this whole problem of what do we do? We can't be dependent on foreign oil. And if we didn't want to go in that direction, then the alternatives should have been built up a long time ago. I mentioned this deal that Tesla gets $50 million from Toyota to expand what they're doing with the electric car. The electric car could have been much more available now at this point, because 2 decades ago the information was there, but it was killed off. GM, like the movie says, killed the electric car. So put it out of its misery, took it away, took it out of play. And here we are back to square one. Yeah. Square one, and we didn't have to be, but that's where we are. So the answer becomes, okay, if you're not going to do the offshore drilling because you think there's too much of a risk, then you have nuclear power, but nobody wants the nuclear power plants either. There's two coming up online in the next couple of years in Georgia, but that's it. And this is something also that could have been widespread. It could have been safely done, and it could have been disposed of safely, but because of Three Mile Island, people freaked out about that. And whenever you have something big happen, and of course there is pressure on BP, and it is sickening what's happening in Louisiana. If I lived in Louisiana, I'd be irate. I don't care if I was pro-drilling or not. I would not be happy about my livelihood probably being destroyed, my area being destroyed, my beach down the road that I go to being unusable. You know, we think what's in our world. You think locally first and then outside of your borders. So if it's happening where you are, you don't want it there. It's not that we want our fellow Americans on the Gulf Coast to be slammed by it. Of course not. But if it is part of your livelihood, as part of your life, then that's where you're looking. They're the people who are the most upset by this. Notice even, if you listened to us earlier, you heard David Vitter talk about it. He's a senator, one of the senators from Louisiana. And you heard the Coast Guard official talk about it. And you heard others who have sounded off about the spill. And it was, I mean, ultimately, it's somebody's fault. It was stupidity, and there were regulations that weren't followed that should have been followed, and there were federal regulations that should have been more stringent, and they weren't. So this happens. You got to clean it up, and you got to do whatever you can to ease the pain of the people in the area, but it's not going to go away anytime soon. I mean, this is serious business. Yeah, plugging this undersea oil leak, it's an ecological disaster in the wetlands. Good luck trying to get the oil out of there. Of course you can't. Go get some sand. Go in your backyard. Get a big jar. Fill it with some oil, crude oil, and mix it with sand. Put it in the sand and see how easy it is to get it out of that sand. Of course not. It's obvious, and it's even worse in the wetland areas. It's just a question of how much area how much of the wetlands, how much of the beaches are going to be destroyed because the oil is soaking those marshes. The birds are starting to get soaked. The brown pelicans, some of them couldn't fly away over the weekend. I saw the pictures. They are hobbling, my friends. That's what we're seeing. They're hobbling. Speaking of hobbling, as part of Odds and Ends, a follow-up to what's going on in Arizona, the threats of the boycotts and name-calling and suing and everything else. And now we find that some of the family-run businesses along the Arizona border cities, like Nogales, they sell stuff that you can imagine, guitars, the mariachis come up and they buy the guitars and the accordions and they stop and they go to one of the shops that's along the border and some of the other shops that are in that area too, and now they're not doing that because they're buying them from other places. They're not stopping in the music stores. They're not stopping in the gas stations along the way, supposedly. I mean, we'd have to see that for ourselves and check it out on a bigger scale. But the trade between the U.S. and Mexico, as I mentioned, is valued at about $1 billion a day. That's not going to suffer. And that's the reason why Congress allowed the snake into the pit, because Calderon would be welcome there because nobody, it's all about the power and the money. Nobody wants to see that money go away. We're not talking about the drug trade or any of that stuff. We're talking about overall exchange, $1 billion a day. So they're going to let Felipe Calderon shoot his mouth off, whether he's criticizing Arizona in Washington or doing something else. Obama's going to stand with this guy and talk about the Mexican illegal immigrants. And not to use the word illegal, just say, oh, the Mexican immigrants make a significant contribution to the economy and the society of the U.S., and they're facing discrimination in Arizona. So there have been some convention cancellations and some snubs, to say the least, in Arizona. There's legal challenges on the way, and there are people, the Downtown Merchants Association of Nogales, they're saying their shop's sales fell 40% to 60%. As so many stayed home during the boycott, and they're worried that it'll get that much worse. Mm-mm-mm.
Why is the government not providing us with health insurance? I mean, what is this? Like some kind of socialist country or some kind of communist dictatorship? This is insane. This is un-American. You don't pay for health insurance. That's crazy.